This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Community Radio comes to the Nairobi slums. Visiting Korogochu, where Acorn Kenya has worked for the last more than 8 years, we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to visit an interesting experiment in community radio, KOCH FM 99.9. Years ago, I'd noticed there might be such a thing when we were visiting our groups, but we had failed to make a connection. More recently, we had tried to track them down, and Acorn Kenya's organizers, Sammy Naranju and David Masunga, had done several preliminary shows, and a partnership was growing. Meeting the station manager, Doreen Mann, we got a much better understanding of exactly how unique the station is. KOCH was the first non-commercial station licensed by the Kenyan authorities for broadcasting in the slums of the city and allowed to program on 99.9 as a frequency. The government's view of slum radio, organized and supported by youth as the driving force in Korogochu, was to limit the power of the station to only 25 watts so that their reach would only be about 3 kilometers. Given the size of Korogochu as the third largest slum in the country and the oldest in Nairobi, that still gave the station a potential audience of hundreds of thousands of people if they could reach them. Later, additional licenses were issued to other low-income slums in Nairobi, such as Panoja FM in Kibera, Ghetto FM in Pumwani, and Matani Radio in Rurudo Satellite. Since these radios target a specific audience from the lower-income settlements and are limited to only a narrow range with 25 watts of available power in a unique arrangement, they share a common frequency, 99.9 FM, with each other as community radios in Nairobi. They program a range of music and commentary. Sometimes they even are involved in some activism. Quoting from one description about KOCHFM, in response to the political violence witnessed in Kenya after the disputed results of the December 27, 2007 general elections, KOCHFM gathered community members to create peace messages and jingles which they regularly played on air. The team mobilized people to donate food and clothes through radio appeals. They then distributed the donations to the over 500 families that were camping at the Star of Hope Academy in Hiroma. In collaboration with other pro-peace initiatives, Koch FM mobilized, organized, and undertook a call for peace procession at Korogochu and Namango. Apart from peace slogans, songs, and chants, KOCH FM distributed handbills and t-shirts with peace and reconciliation messages. Indeed, these were our kind of people. We had an extensive conversation about ways that Acorn could partner with KOCH, as well as the prospects for KOCH joining our partnership with the Affiliated Media Foundation movement and sharing some programming technical tips and experience. We hope great things come from this small beginning.